Forgoing Life by Michaela Torrio, read by Scott Glennon. William wanted to live. He could start at any point in his life on why he wanted to live. But it all started one day when he found out he had an incurable sickness in a faraway tower in the middle of nowhere. And there he was, staring at a cauldron while stirring furiously in an attempt to dissolve the ghostly voices coming from it.
You don't want this. Turn away. You'll regret it.
The cauldron said in tendrils and whispers of dread and sadness. William ignored the warning and gazed at the only window inside the tower. Out here, in this foreign land, there cannot seem to exist with its strange stars that sprinkled the sky and the sunsets that covered the horizon, where the open fields met woodlands, where fauna and flora alike flourish untouched. In this strange land lived a single human being, him. An alchemist, he called himself. An abomination of the sun, the moon, and the sky, others might say. But those insults don't matter to someone like him. Someone passionate enough to bear their hands on the doors of death to pursue what they wanted the most. He wanted a cure for his disease that would devour him whole as his life progressed. He could have accepted that he was going to die painfully, but he refused to meet death with a brave stride and a noble heart. William looked at his cauldron that turned cloudy white. Palmed in his hand was a glistening stick of glittery gold. It was something more valuable than not even all the money in the world could afford. Something more valuable than his life. A branch blessed by the gods. The recipe for life. He mixed it in and peered into it and saw many figures. They walked to and away from a figure that seemed to be very lonely. He let the liquid boil until there was enough for only one person. There can only be one, and he didn't want anyone else having what was rightfully his. He drank the remaining contents of the cauldron with cupped hands and relished in the feeling of being bathed in the tender hands of life, the sound of the strings of fate being cut, and the feeling of the doors of death being closed. Lastly, he felt the dissolving burden hidden in the back of his mind as the disease disappeared from his heart. There was no going back now. Immortality. William breathed out in awe. Once a man, now forever. The alchemist left. He left his cauldron, his tower, and his old life to rot in favor of the real world. He promised to himself that he would live this eternal life of his to the fullest that it could ever be if he ever achieved immortality. William smiled and moved forward. The next following 100 years of wandering about was amazing. Friends came and went, but most didn't last long, since he moved from place to place to avoid suspicion from the fact that he hadn't aged yet. He saw society progress with his own eyes as the population increased with every year that passed by. He saw sights he thought he would never see. He never got hungry, and he got hurt, but never felt a thing. True bliss. It was breathtaking to be immortal. He didn't want it to end, and he knew it wouldn't, and that only served to make him happier. There was a day William found someone that he didn't leave for the first time during his travels. He had bumped into her during a festival.
"My name's Ophelia. A pleasure to meet you."
She had introduced herself with a grin on her face. For whatever reason, whether or not it was from coincidence, the hand of fate, or the roll of chance, Ophelia couldn't stray far from him without coming back. After a few years, he had told her what he was.
"It doesn't matter," Ophelia said, "as long as we're together."
She was like the sun, all big and warm, and made his world better. He loved her. She was his sun that he didn't want to set. But she did set, and he could only watch as he outgrew the sun that wasn't meant to be outgrown. William stood over a cliff as he watched the sunset.
The snake bite that he tried earlier didn't kill him, but maybe the cliff would. The scent of the sea was present in the air as he contemplated death. Death wasn't kind, and death doesn't care. He knew that. Death will take what it wants, snatching people up no matter how good, evil, young, or poor. Death is not prejudiced against anyone. Without death, there is no life. Accepting death means accepting life, and he has bested death, so he must honor life. But will it take him? Someone who cheated death. William doesn't want to live, yet he also doesn't want to die. He just wants to end the pain that he's feeling, an aching pain trying to split his mind into two. William closed his eyes and, with a brave stride, plunged to his death, at last. But, unfortunately, he lived, because death does not take kindly to those who try to cheat it. Death will not take him, and he mourned for this fact. Perhaps living forever wasn't as amazing as William had thought. But he crossed that out of his mind since he knew that immortality was the one that cured him of the burden of death. Immortality can still give him a life to enjoy. It even saved him when he tried to kill himself on the cliff. So he moved and continued with his life with a smile. A small, faltering smile. William continued to travel east. Half a century was passed, and mankind has expanded further and advanced in technology. They fought less with swords and shields and progressed into guns with little to no effort. William met a woman during those years. Isabel, she was called. She was someone that came far away from the sea. He remembered when he first met her, when her long, chocolate-brown hair slapped his face when the wind blew. She had laughed at him, and he'd found it amusing that she found mirth in that. She reminded him of home and every little thing he never knew he loved. She smelled of the sea, the ground, and a long-forgotten memory hidden in the back of his mind. Ophelia? William married her as fast as he could after he had that thought. It was selfish, but he should be allowed to be selfish. He deserved it, didn't he? William remembered the day when Isabel took his hand and he had a goofy smile on his face and his heart tried to leap out of his chest from joy. Every time she laughed, it felt like the first snow falling. He would feel his heart press against the lining of his ribs until his bones rattled with every pulse when he looked at her. He remembered the day she had dragged him outside. And they danced underneath the rain, under the moonlight, with nothing else but the stars and the earth between them. It was 5 years later when Isabel asked the dreaded question he hoped to avoid. "What are you?" Isabel asked suddenly, pulling weeds from the soil of the garden that they were tending. She must have put the pieces together because he hasn't aged a day, but she does not look at him like he is a monster, but looked at him with simple curiosity, like he is a puzzle with a missing piece. He looked at her with a tear-stricken face and a broken voice and said, "Immortal." He could see her heartbreak, but she just nodded and accepted it. He didn't know why, but he was glad that she did. She asked a few questions here and there, and he tried to answer all of them. They both sat under the sun, talking, pulling weeds, planting flowers, and smudging dirt on their faces. William was content. Then came the sickness. It was too sudden, too fast, and he couldn't stop it. Isabel was dying. He looked sadly at his wife. Isabel still looked beautiful despite her pale face and graying lips. She was too much like Ophelia, except she resembled the moon, a comforting beauty that stood amongst the starlit heavens and shined with a bold glow, the moon that would watch over the land until the sun rose to give warmth. But like the sun, the moon sets too. William's hands were shaking. He tried to make his voice sound persuasive, hoping that she could be convinced to do what he wanted. "William, William, Isabel said, her voice scratchy and barely above a whisper. Isabel, Isabel, he caressed her cheek and gazed deeply into her eyes. Be immortal with me. We can live forever, together. No, you don't understand. No, you don't understand, William. You're being selfish. William froze at her words. It's okay, William. Don't kill yourself thinking over it, she said, sighing. He was about to stand up and leave, but her voice called him over. William, live for me, okay? Okay, he said, as long as we're together. It wasn't okay when a few days after she had let out her last breath. Why did it have to be you? He thought, blood pounding in his ears as he cried his heart out to the gods, to the stars and the universe and whoever was out there that was willing to listen and pleaded for them to give her back. First it was Ophelia, and then it was Isabel. Who's the next to die? William hoped it would be him. William tried not to look back to this day, hoping he doesn't remember, and he continued forward. William no longer cared. He lived in a different tempo of time from the rest of mankind. He wished that they should all just go wage wars and die already, and then perhaps he could continue the rest of his immortality in peace without watching any mortals die from and for stupid little things. William tried not remembering. Some might think forgetting people is easy. You have hundreds of years to do so. But that isn't quite true for him when he has so many regrets on his shoulders and so many infinite years he has yet to live. Immortality was torture, William finally realized. Perhaps if he hadn't pursued the path of immortality, then he would have been long gone and happy. He spent every waking moment in his life worrying about the future, that he could no longer enjoy the present. Every time he fell in love, no matter how many times he fell in love, they would always leave him behind. He had attended so many funerals of people that came and went that it surpassed the years he has lived. How many years has he lived? He wasn't sure anymore, but it has been a long time, a long, long time. He has an empty, unfillable hole in his heart the size of a galaxy. Everything and everyone else that he has ever loved had long wasted away, slipping into the cold embrace of death. There was a voice in his mind. You should not have played God, it said. You should have just enjoyed life to the fullest. He was greedy and selfish, he knew that. He wanted a lifetime of joy, love, and happiness, but only got regret, despair, and loneliness. William could feel the roads extending all around him as he continued forward. Time wrapped around his hands like a second skin. Death repelled against him. Forward and forward and forward to whatever came at him. Because it's not like he could stop. William saw everything. Not because he wanted to, but because he was forced to. William saw the machinery he couldn't have thought would exist, saw the war that unleashed a deafening bang as the sky was broken open into the heavens above, accompanied by the huge fumes molded like a poisonous mushroom, saw the footprints on a rocky, gray surface of rocks with a flag of red and white stripes dotted with stars. Saw the towers constructed from metal and glass that heaved and rose to tremendous heights. Last of all, he saw all the messy and blurry faces and bodies walking beside him. People that he had met, that he saw die, that he had left, that walked to and away from him. He couldn't even remember what they looked like. His heart ached uncontrollably. William wanted to die, because what is there to live when you have nothing to live for?